It's Tuesday and time to read from your comments. Kathy May in Bigelow, Arkansas, heard our conversation about possible compensation for organ donors and wrote, "I'm donating a kidney to a friend this coming August. While I don't care to be paid for donating, I would love to be reimbursed for my loss of salary while recovering from the process. It's a great honor to help another person, but it comes at a cost for me." And while the conversation focused on living donors, Joe Smith in Grand Rapids had another idea. You keep talking about organ donation, why not make donation mandatory? That would solve all the problems with shortages. At most, there should be an opt-out system of organ donation. He asked, why do dead people need their organs? Our discussion with NPR's Julie Rovner about the care and value we get in hospital stays prompted this email from Jane Weston in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. I went to the hospital with my mother and a good friend this year. Though we were treated well, I kept wanting to ask staff to wash their hands or wash their stethoscopes. I sat in the corner taking notes on behalf of my mother and friend. A patient, friend, or advocate is really necessary. Judy Wolf in Colorado was pleasantly surprised when she was admitted to Denver Health Hospital after a bicycling accident. My prior impression of this hospital was that it was a charity hospital as well as the place where any criminals with health issues are taken, she wrote. Boy, were my impressions wrong. This hospital provided excellent care, surprisingly good food ordered off a menu, a private room after 2 days with a roommate, and a caring and competent staff. And Ellie Reinhold in Chapel Hill sent us this little tidbit about nursing care. My mother, who got her RN degree in Philadelphia in the 1950s, told me her instruction included the mandate to give each of her patients a massage at the end of the day. And she added, that's a level of caregiving that's certainly been weeded out. As always, if you have a correction, comment, or question for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. If you're on Twitter, you can follow us there at TOTN. Talk of the Nation is produced by John Asante, Tinbeat Ermias, Monica Bushman, Priska Neely, Laura Lee, and Sarah Handel. Sarah also handles our web content. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Gwen Uten is the director. Sean Phillips is the technical director. He gets engineering help from Cal Southworth, Jerry Tennant, and Michael Cullen. Our theme music was composed by Greg Smith. The supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Tomorrow, when it comes to routine screenings for cancer, do you want to know? One panel of experts now says no. Join us for that conversation. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.